Spruce Grove's Chad Ziegler has 10 goals in the 12 games he's played this season for the Innisfail Eagles. The 24-year-old spent his junior A hockey days in the AJHL with the Drayton Valley Thunder before moving on to the BCHL's Nanaimo Clippers.
Mark Howell was the coach in Drayton Valley at the time, actually, and talking with him, he kind of gave me that advice and said that if you think you're ready to play professional hockey, whether it's the AHL, East Coast, or NHL, by the time you're 20 years old, then take the W. If you feel those 4 more years of experience can help you out, then go junior A. And I had a little bit of interest, too, from some U.S. schools, so that kind of enticed me to further my career that way.
Ziegler would earn a chance to spend 4 years playing NCAA hockey south of the border at Yale University.
Every game was just a battle, and practice was more intense than anything I've ever experienced. And I'd say my biggest standout moment was my junior year. We were in the regional against Air Force, and it was the first game of 2 in the regional, and we were in overtime, and about 3 minutes in, I was able to get the overtime goal there to put us up against Duluth in the next game and advance us to the final 8, so that was a pretty good experience for myself.
Ziegler says he was definitely keeping tabs as the Yale Bulldogs won their first NCAA hockey national title last year by beating Quinnipiac. Instead of the Yale versus Harvard rivalry, Ziegler is now involved in the Chinook Hockey League clashes between Bentley and his Innisfail Eagles.
You can sense the tension a little bit higher when you're playing Bentley because they're so close and a lot of ties between the teams. They're ones that, you know, you get a little more excited for, and they amp you up a little bit more because every game's a good one whenever we're playing them.
The last time Bentley was in Innisfail, ex-General Travis Dunstall scored the game winner for the Eagles after Ziegler's hat trick had tied things up in the third period.
Fortunate enough to get a couple great passes. I think it was Neurider and McPherson who both set it up basically the same way, just kind of put him out in the slot and tying it up. It felt great. I mean, it was a packed house and everybody's going pretty nuts. And for Travis to get that final goal, especially against his old team, I know that he was pretty satisfied with it, and for the guys to play well. And LaRose played a hell of a game there, too. Like, he made some glove saves where I was, you know, I said, how did he even see those? So it was a really good team effort.
That victory was part of the Eagles' current 5-game winning streak. Bentley leads the season series with Innisfail 3-2, but the Birds will have a chance to even things up tonight at 8:30 at the Twin Arenas when they host the Generals. Meanwhile, the final regular season game for the Birds could decide who ends up second behind the first-place Generals in the Chinook Hockey League standings. Innisfail will entertain Fort Saskatchewan this Friday. The Eagles and the Chiefs both have 29 points. That's all for this edition of the Innisfail Eagles Report. It's brought to you by Bo Diesel.